It's The Broker Show. We're talking real estate, investing, local market trends, feel-good stories, mindsets, and strategies for success. Let us know what you want to talk about, and chances are we will. Hosted by The Broker Joe and co-hosted by Etch.
I am The Broker Joe, and I am privileged to be with you today. I'm here with my buddy Etch.
How's it going?
Hi. I'm great, Etch.
I'm Etch. Ooh, oh, wrong side. There's my name. Hi.
All right. Another week. And another episode. Episode 10.
Yes.
Episode 10. Hey, you know what? We're trucking along.
I'd say so.
You know, I tell you what. Let's talk a little bit to our audience here. Mm-hmm. We love to hear from you. Yes. I would love to hear from you. If you hear something that resonates with you or hear something and you're like, you know what? I'd like to hear a little more about that. I'd like to contest that. Whatever it may be, comment. Take a minute, comment, because we'll probably, at this point, we'll probably bring up the topic you talk about, your question, your comment, whatever it is, in our next episode. We'd love to do that. We'd love to engage with our audience. So please do that on Facebook. At The Broker Joe, on Instagram at The Broker Joe, and then on Twitter at The Broker Joe. You can follow, you can comment, you can like, and you can share if you're feeling really generous and you want to share it with someone.
I like that.
If you don't, that's okay. Stay undercover.
And we love to hear, oh man, it's awesome. You're doing so great. We love hearing that.
Oh, but yeah.
Don't worry about our egos.
Don't worry about that.
We're very fragile, but at the same time,
we want to hear from you.
I would love to hear more about what you would like to hear about topics. We would love to hear more about like your questions about something that may have been, because just because we move on to a different topic or whatever doesn't mean that we can't revisit a little bit of the last week's topic.
Exactly. So, speaking of,
yes,
we're going to talk about courage in tough times today. Episode number 10, courage in tough times. So, beginning of January, fresh out of Christmas, making big goals, got a company to look after, got businesses to look after, got a family to look after. And we found out that we had been in contact with someone who had COVID-19.
Oh, man.
And so it was serious enough to which we said, well, we feel great.
Yeah.
But you know what? For the sake of the people around us, because we have people that we have to interact with.
You care about them.
We care very much about them. My father, my mother, they're elderly, at least older than I am.
Yep.
And looking out for them. So we went in to get a test. Me, my wife, and my three children, all highlighted like a Christmas tree. All positive for COVID. So we got shut down for 2 weeks. We stayed home. My son, Zeke, had big plans for his birthday. Big deal. And he's the one. He's the kid, you know. We want to throw a big party for him. He's the youngest, you know, and so we couldn't do it. We had to cancel all those plans. It was a very tough 2 weeks for us, right? It was a gut punch in the middle of pounding into the new year, turning the page, turning the chapter, and now we're positive. We got to stay home for 2 weeks. We felt helpless. There was some relief toward the end of it because we knew we were going to be okay. We were all pretty healthy. We got through it. Very few symptoms, little to none, and for most of us. But it was really challenging. It was very difficult not to go down the rabbit hole of discouragement. Why us? Why me? Why this time? So on and so forth. So there is a truth that I want to just say here. And it is that your life is moving in the direction of your strongest thoughts. I'll say that again. Your life is moving in the direction of your strongest thoughts. The thoughts, the feelings that you let dominate who you are from day to day, that's the direction your life is moving, okay? So it's not good enough just to have a positive thought and say, well, I want to be better, right? Or I want things to be better. When you let fear, when you let doubt, discouragement, all these things that come in and dominate your thoughts, are you having negative thoughts? Are you down on life? Are you down on yourself? Are you down on the future? Think back and see how that might have played out in your life. Think back and think, that tough time I went through, I let it. I rode those emotions, those negative emotions, right? So, you know, they say a blind squirrel finds a nut. A broken clock is right twice a day. Yeah, someone wins the Powerball, 300 and, what are the odds, 301 and 302 million, right?
Someone, yeah, something like that.
Someone's going to get lucky.
Hey, somebody over just to the west of us won.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I saw it on the news.
I was like,
I
know.
Are you kidding me?
I'm like, all right, who do I need to be calling right now and being like, hey, exactly. Remember that time when I brought you a Snickers bar during math class?
Yes, what's up? Exactly.
That was my way of saying paying it forward later in life, pal.
Yes. Everyone would love to be lucky. Yeah. We'd all love to, you know, when the lottery gets big, I'll be honest. I'm like, okay, God, you know what? If it's my destiny to win the lottery, right. That would be a great time. Yeah. I'm going to go buy one ticket, right? So I end up once or twice a year when it hits the news, right? So, but if we focus on being lucky, we're never going to be able to focus on being intentional.
Yep.
And intentional, it's difficult. Mm-hmm. It is difficult sometimes. So it's been said that once every 10 years, we're going to go through a life-shaping catastrophe. We're going to have to lead. We're going to have to find a way to lead, right, through a catastrophe.
Yep.
Right now it's COVID.
Yeah.
Right? 10 years ago was the stock market crash. Mm. People losing jobs, 401ks, houses, careers, so many things back then, right?
Yep.
2001, Twin Towers.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, every 10 years or so, and I don't know how that plays out. I've heard it said. It seems to be true in my life so far, right? Mm-hmm. There's going to be calamity that we have to find a way to lead through and grow through in spite of the fact that it's difficult and it's challenging, right? So are things tough? Life is hard.
Yeah.
I mean, this will pass though, right? So right now, there's blood in the streets, right? Yeah. It's crazy. It's challenging. And the media will make sure that you're aware of every single problem coming down the pike.
That's their job.
From COVID to killer bees, man. It's all going to be right in your face.
Yep.
Right? So what are we going to do?
Well, I think there's two ways that you could go about this. It's that whole thing of there's a path in the woods and it goes this way or that way. You know,
yeah.
I forget the whole analogy because I always laughed at it when I was a kid.
Sure.
But have you ever seen the movie Blast from the Past?
Brendan Fraser.
Okay. The whole thing is about how
in his younger days.
Yeah, this is back when it was like the whole thing was set like back in I think the 50s to begin with, when the Cold War was happening.
Oh, I see.
And his dad was freaked out. He's all freaked out that it was going to be like and it was Christopher Walken. There's going to be bombs.
Okay.
There's going to be bombs that come through the street and it's going to come down and kill us all.
Yep.
You know, that kind of thing. So he freaks out.
Yeah.
And he builds a shelter. A fallout shelter that had everything that they needed to last like X amount of years.
Sweet.
And they all went down, like Brendan Fraser, his mom and his dad all went down there. And Brendan was just a little boy when they did it. Well, then all of a sudden it shows the progression of now he's like an adult, like 20 years old or
so. I see.
And they're like, well, we're out of supply. You need to go up and see what's happening.
Yep.
So they send him up and it's this whole new world. They've been living in this whole like bunker forever. And that's what I'm saying.
What a great picture. What a great analogy.
He has to adjust. And the only thing that he goes up there with is a whole bunch of these baseball cards that are worth like hundreds of thousands of dollars now. And he uses those as currency to sell to people to help him out. And he gets supplies, goes down and gives them to his parents. But he's like, I got to go back up.
I'm going to have to watch this movie.
Oh, it's great. Alicia Silverstone, the whole nine. But that's the whole idea is you can live in fear. And they were down there for like 20 something years.
Yep.
And that's the route that they take. Or you can rise above, find out how you get through it.
You know, 10 years ago, that's maybe been 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. 11 years ago, one of the toughest times of my life, my father-in-law let us live in a little single wide trailer that he had. Mm-hmm. I think we paid him $300 or $400 a month when we could afford it to live in this thing. Out in the middle of a field, no insulation. No skirting, holes in the walls, some holes in the windows. No, I mean, my father-in-law blessed us with his trailer. It was a place to live, right? Mm-hmm. We were coming from a challenging situation, moving from out of state. And I moved to Michigan, didn't get my real estate license here right away, didn't pick it back up right away. And tough times, man. Mm-hmm. $6 an hour. I was working at a butcher shop, butchering hogs.
Oh, man.
I can't even get into here how challenging that time was in our life. I remember coming home and just weeping on the steps one day.
Been there.
Everything I've done in my life, it was so difficult to focus on moving forward and growing and not just giving in.
Mm-hmm.
Giving in and forgetting about the wife and the kids and all these things. You kind of go internal with it, right?
Yep.
And so When we think ahead to 2023, and the last episode we talked about looking ahead at your future yourself and saying, "That's I want that to be my hero, right?
Yep.
I want to feel me looking over my shoulder saying, what are you doing now to become the man or the woman you want to be in 5 or 10 years? And so I want to be able to look back and reflect and say, did I get a passing grade in that time? Mm-hmm. Did I step up and lead through that mm-hmm. time? Right? And so those aren't the thoughts that come to mind first when it's all blowing up.
No.
They're just not. They're not the thoughts. And so the actions we take today when things aren't difficult is the steel. It's making the steel that's going to get us through those tough times.
Mm-hmm.
Lead with courage and progress. You cannot make excuses and progress. You can't do both at the same time.
Right.
Leadership and wisdom are earned through the fires of crisis. It takes leadership. It takes leadership at the very least of just yourself, right? You've got to mm-hmm. lead yourself in the right way. You've got to lead yourself out of the bad habits. You got to lead yourself out of the bad mindsets. You have to say, no, I'm not gonna think this way anymore. I'm not gonna say, and when it's tough to do it, when it's tough to say no to getting discouraged and getting disheartened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I talk all the time about good friendship, good mm-hmm. mentorship, or maybe if you don't have that available to you, a lot of people don't. A lot of people struggle to find it, right? So a good podcast, a good movie, maybe an inspirational movie.
Yep.
Maybe it's a pastor or a teacher or someone that you need to open up, reconnect with, right? Mm-hmm. They inspired you, right? And you're looking for that inspiration. But go do it. Mm-hmm. Go find a way to stay inspired. Because it takes courage to be a leader. It takes mm-hmm. courage to lead yourself, right? So leadership is really about just leading me, right? If I have to be the one that's disciplined first. If someone goes, oh, look at that guy, he's disciplined. He is leading himself, right? Yep. He's using the right mindsets. He's saying the right things. He's mm-hmm. he's staying positive, right? And so that's what a real leader is, and that's what our world needs more of, right?
Yeah, and I think one way to go about that too, because you can do one of two things. You can try to branch out on your own, and do your own thing. Do it the way that you know it, and you may fail. But mm-hmm. brush yourself off, get back up.
Absolutely.
Or there's the other way that that also works mm-hmm. is to find somebody to take your cues from. Somebody who's also a great leader.
Correct.
And say, you know what? Mm-hmm. Fake it till you make it.
Sure.
Emulate what they're doing. Yep. And then it will in turn make good positive habits within your life to where then you are just naturally doing it on your own. And you don't even know that you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, this is something that I think so many people overlook, that it's okay to use somebody as your, I don't want to say your hero, but your person that you say, well, I look up to that person. They Correct. Really do good. What are they doing?
Yeah.
And say, you know what? I'm just going to take little things that I can see. And you don't necessarily have to ask them what they're doing and say, I'm going to do the exact same thing. But look at their lives and say, okay, well, how can I take little portions of that and piece it together in my own puzzle of my own being to get to that point to where now I've changed my mindset. I was in this slum type of feeling down about myself. But now, because I've faked it for so long, it doesn't have to be fake. I hate using that terminology, but you're doing something. You're stepping outside of your comfort zone. You're doing what that other person's doing
Correct.
To the point where now it's embodied within yourself that you just naturally do those things Correct. Like they're doing. And then change happens that way as well.
Yeah.
There's both ways you can do it. Both can be successful. Find out what works for you.
Yeah. I think any good leader is gonna want to inspire you to be yourself.
Absolutely.
Be the best version of you, mm-hmm. right? And so there's gold everywhere.
Yep.
There's gold everywhere. And people are so, we're the judgiest people. People are so, that's what we do, right? We walk into a room and in 5 seconds, we have everyone sized up.
Mm-hmm.
We are going, oh, that guy probably makes more money than me. Look at his coat, or look at his shoes, or look at the car he drove. Oh, look at this guy. He doesn't know what's going on. Look at this gal. You know this. Ooh, I wonder where she's from. I wonder what's going on with her. We do it every day, automatically, in every room, mm-hmm. in every setting, every situation we go in. And so you know what it does? It blinds us to the goal.
Yep.
Right. So mm-hmm. there, I do it all the time. There's people I listen to, right? And I could say it's out of necessity. I don't have time to go through all the weeds, right? But the truth is, I eliminate people in conversation in 5 seconds. In 10 seconds, I tune it out because I go, I don't need that right now. This mm-hmm. is not what I need.
Yep.
How many opportunities have I missed because I looked at the face and said, that guy's too young. That girl's too inexperienced. This isn't what I need.
Yep.
I'm not going to listen to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what? There's opportunity. There's gold everywhere. People have incredible experiences that could really inspire and change our outlook, yep. change our perspective. We just need to open up to it, right? I have a list here I want to read.
Yeah.
I have this list here. These are leadership qualities, right? So there was an article I read recently. I can't remember the gentleman who wrote it, but these are the most desired qualities in leadership in business,
right?
Right. So if you're going in for an interview and the CEO wants to see these things in you as a new employee, here's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Integrity, ability to delegate, communication, self-awareness, gratitude, empathy, respect, and courage. Right?
Yep.
Integrity, ability to delegate, communication, self-awareness, gratitude, empathy, respect, and courage. You know, badassery is not mentioned one time in there.
No.
You know that? And it's not fearless. It's not powerful. It's not strong. It's not the best at what they do. It's not, you know, it's not that image of someone that's powerful, knows it all, does it all, right? These are incredible things. Gratitude, empathy, respect, courage. That last one, courage. You know, I every kid freaking loves Superman. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't know if there's any kid that was like, oh, Superman, bulletproof, invincible, can do anything. Yeah. When I first heard about it, I was a little late learning about Superman. Not going to mm-hmm. give away my age, but I was a kid, right? I heard Superman and the whole outfit, the persona, right? I was like, oh my gosh. And we got that
up here right now.
Oh, is that up right now? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So,
but Super Joe.
We feel like we've got to be Superman. We've got to be bulletproof. You know, we've got to be brave. And so, you know, this last one, courage. I really like this word, courage. You know, a lion doesn't need courage to chase down a gazelle,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. He's already he's the most badass dude out there on the safari already, right? Fox doesn't need courage to run into a hen house. Courage doesn't mean you're the fastest, you're the smartest, you're the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
It means that I'm not going to be afraid. Last week we talked about the challenges, right?
Mm-hmm.
Challenges, embracing challenge and not shying away from it, not stepping back from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so embracing challenge, being courageous in tough times.
Sure.
Courage in tough times.
Mm-hmm.
It is the way to win.
Right.
It is the way to win. And I don't have time to roll the clock back. There is unexpected, COVID unexpected. Mm-hmm. Everything, you know, these things, you know, stock market crashing and planes going into the Twin Towers. And then on a smaller scale, the thing that's happening in your life right now or that happened in your life as a result of something else, right? Maybe it didn't affect anyone but you, right? Mm-hmm. There's no time now. There's no time to go back and go, I need to grow some courage.
Mm-hmm.
I need to invest in myself and be ready for what's coming next. No, we just go along hoping to get lucky. Hoping to get lucky, 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 judging things that come our way and saying, I'm not going to do that. That's dumb,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not going to invest in that. Who knows what that is, right? I'm not going to listen to that guy. He looks funny. He sounds funny. He's not from where I'm from. He doesn't do what I do. He doesn't understand me, right? So we do that over and over and over. Then something hits us and we're not ready. But the advice and the wisdom and the inspiration and the tools have been coming at us for mm-hmm. so long, right? From so many different directions. So this is really on my heart. This is really on my heart right now for people to take courage. And it doesn't mean you got to be fearless, but do the thing that you've been wanting to do, you've been thinking about doing. And I know you've heard this so many times before. It's in every inspirational movie. It's all these things. I'm thinking of, what's that football movie where the kid's in the, he's at one end zone, and he's supposed to take the kid and put him on his back and go and crawl 10 yards. Have you seen this one?
Oh, I don't think I probably have. I just forget. I've seen so many football movies.
Yeah. It's this incredible football movie. And the kid, you know, the idea is the kid sits on the ground, right, on his knees, on his feet and on his hands. He has to keep his knees off the ground, and he has to walk, he has to crawl with another player on his back to the 10-yard line. And the team has not been playing up to their potential. And the coach says, you're going to go to the 30-yard line. He says, coach, there's no way. No one can do that. No one could ever do that. He's the leader of the team. He's saying, no one can do it. He's the same guy who's complaining about the calls, complaining about everyone else's performance, not taking any responsibility for his, right? He's the leader. He needs the lead. So the coach puts a blindfold on him, puts the kid on his back, and says, you go. You go until I say stop. So you've got to watch it if you haven't seen it. This kid crawls all the way to the 100-yard line. It's one of those most inspiring scenes in any film I've ever seen. But we've got more in us than we think we do. And I think that was just such a picture of being courageous, not setting limitations, and moving forward in tough times, and not just waiting on luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going back to you were talking earlier about how you go into a room.
Yeah.
And you already have everybody picked out.
You do. Yeah.
One thing that I think that it's worth bringing up, we judge so many other people when we walk into a room and we're sitting there and we're picking them out. We got their number, like you said. Oh, that guy, he's this. Yep. You could tell that this guy's got more money than anybody else in the room just by the way he's carrying himself. That guy could legit, honest to God, be the most broke person in that room, but it's the way he carries himself.
Yeah.
That's the interesting thing. And then there's... I'll get real here for a second. Yeah. I struggle with severe social anxiety, which is really funny because my job is to be social and be on the radio and be like, hey, what's going on? Same here with the podcast. Thank you. I try. But then there's me who all throughout my life have struggled immensely with confidence of being able to walk into a room. And I think that a lot of our listeners out there, you may be listening right now saying, well, the first thing that I do is I think, what are they thinking of me?
Correct.
When I walk into a room, I want to go up and I want to talk to that guy. I want to know who that guy's story is. It might be like a mixer for work or something like that. You want to talk real estate stuff. You're at a real estate mixer. It's a whole bunch of people and you want to go and you want to talk to them. And, you know, as a real estate agent, your job is to be sociable, talk to people, find out what their story is, that kind of thing. But how many, if you're an agent, how many of you are also not as confident as you would like to be?
Absolutely.
Because you're afraid to take your shot.
You're afraid
your shot.
Afraid of rejection. Insecurity will steal your destiny
and
every
single
thing
time. That you're thinking about is, and I know that at least for a lot of ladies, a lot is their appearance.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do my makeup. It's just like I wanted. My hair is not this way. And you know what? As guys, I'll be straight with you. Guys do the same thing. I'm not feeling as confident. I don't look as good. You know, I feel like there's bags under my eyes. I've been working so much and this and that. You know what? That guy makes more than me. He's like the number one, you know, sales rep that's out there right now. How am I going to go and talk to him when I'm just like starting out in the business? You know what? Go and talk to him.
Yeah.
What's the worst he's going to say? I don't have time. Oh, well, then the guy's a jerk and you didn't need any time and you know, anything like that anyways. But when you walk into a room, and this is something that I try so hard and I still fail at so often, to not, because, and here's something to think about as well, is that those people are thinking the same thing that you are.
They are.
When they walk into a room, they're thinking that all eyes are on them, judging them as well. So what do you, put yourself in this mindset, and this is what I try to do. I try to put myself in the mindset of they're so worried about what other people are thinking about them that they don't even have the time to think about what you are when you walk into the room.
Yeah.
And that's where the confidence comes from. And you've got to be able to take that. If you don't shoot that shot.
You have to start. You have to start. But it does. It takes courage to stand up.
Yep.
So standing up leads to standing out.
Yep.
That's the real fear.
Mm-hmm. Right? Charisma.
Is standing out. Is, you know, leaders are pioneers. They're the ones who make the first mistakes. They are. They make the first mistakes. Can't be afraid. My wife, one of the most courageous people, the most courageous people I've ever met. She inspires me every day. She is way braver, way more courageous than I am. She's an incredible human being. Something I believe that she herself penned is a statement that I eat my mistakes for breakfast. And I mentioned this before on the podcast. And so that mindset has brought her from A to Z, from whatever point to whatever point, very quickly. And here's the thing. It's just been natural for her. She said she has had so much courage saying, yes, I know I'm going to stick out. I know I'm going to make mistakes. I know I'm going to suck at it, but I'm just going to do it.
Yep.
Right? Over and over and over. And after a while, that fear of being criticized, that fear of judgment, we know how we are.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm judging other people, I'm making the assumption they're judging me the same way.
Yep.
So we're all held back by this atmosphere of judgment, yep. right? And no, everyone's afraid to stand out, for speaking up, for bringing attention to the elephant in the room, or maybe the thing that no one ever yeah. thought of, right?
Well, what's that show that was John Keonis? What was that?
Okay.
That one that he would like have like a kid being bullied at like a McDonald's or something like that, and then he would wait and see like
it was,
if anybody
it was
would
a social
stand up
test,
right? Yes. And it was incredible that show.
It was incredible.
Was such, and I mean that's again that takes into the whole.
There were
leadership.
Heroes on the streets, but unfortunately, the vast majority of people that just
they
were frozen.
Right by. Yeah,
frozen.
They don't know what to do.
We walk by. They don't know how to react because they've never done it before, right?
Other than they're uncomfortable. The
you
situation makes them feel
somewhere.
Uncomfortable.
You got to start somewhere, right? And so, I mean, I'm trying to learn to do that every day is address those challenges, those thoughts, those dark corners that make me uncomfortable and afraid, and trying to say, how can I address those? How can I say yes a little more? And how can I like to say this to my kids, right? Say no. Right? So that way, when you say yes, your yes is stronger.
Yep.
Right? So the more I say no, the stronger my yes can be.
Mm-hmm.
If I say yes to everything, it's watered down. Right? My word is watered down. My energy is watered down. Right? So say no when you need to say no. Don't say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't say yes to it just because if you say no, if you say yes, you'll stick out. Right? Mm-hmm. And the same with the no's. Right? Say no. Well, why not? Right? Awkward. This is the peer pressure. Right? But adults are worse than anyone.
Oh,
adults
yeah.
are way worse than kids. Yep. Way worse. Mm-hmm. Everything we do is to curate this image, right? For our friends and our family, and the people that we think are so important. But are they really? How deep are they really?
Mm-hmm.
How really deep are those relationships?
Yep.
Do they really know all your flaws, all your problems, all your issues?
And when are they going to be there for you when things hit
Absolutely.
The bottom?
Absolutely.
You know?
So the path between you and your goals is full of failures.
Mm.
It is. It is full of failures. Know that, right? Okay, I'm scared. I'm scared of it. I'm scared of the failure, not knowing how to do that thing. I'm going to make a mistake. Yes. Heck yeah, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. Be ready for it. Embrace it. And like Karen says, eat them for breakfast, right?
Mm-hmm. Love it.
It's full of unexpected problems. It's tough decisions.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a good excuse to do the wrong thing.
Absolutely is.
Yeah. So... That's all I got today.
That's good. You know what? I think that's
good stuff.
That's enough in the headspace that we have.
Again, would love to hear from you guys if we said anything that impacted you or that you maybe this has all been on your mind. And again, none of this is anything we haven't all heard before.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just here to share what's on our mind, what's on our heart. And today, it's not really about real estate.
Yeah.
It's not really about investing. Mm-hmm. It's really about getting our heads right. Right.
Yep.
And so every opportunity we have, there's more knowledge and more information available today than any time in history. And I saw a stat recently that every 6 months, I think at this point, in 6 months, all of the information and knowledge in the world will double.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
6 months from now.
Yeah.
Exponential growth of video access, free stuff that people used to kill for that knowledge. Grew up reading stories about people, I mean, traveling 1,000 miles for one page out of the Bible so they could read it. And they would take that home and an entire village would read it, right? South America would read that page for years.
Yeah.
For years and years and years, they'd read that page. That was how valuable, right? And now we have obviously computers and tech and cell phones, and now we're just, it's knowledge overload, information overload, right? We're so focused on our image. We're so focused on how we look and staying away from problems and staying away from standing out. Go stand out, go be yourself, go learn something new and go make mistakes. You have my permission.
Absolutely. Check us out on Facebook. We've got The Broker Joe on Facebook. Also, if you're on Instagram, there's some stuff up there as well.
The Broker Joe.
Yep. And Twitter. We got Twitter too, @The Broker Joe. We may not be, perfect and trying to get out as many tweets as, say, Elon Musk or somebody like that.
Probably not. No.
Hey, you know what?
Let's just say Bitcoin's not jumping if I hashtag it, okay?
It's Dogecoin now.
Dogecoin. Nothing's changing. It's not going to put a ripple in the pond. Nothing.
And until next week, which things will all change all over again. You know, we'll find out what the next big thing is.
Sounds good.
But either way, check us out. And again, leave us some feedback. If you hate us, that's cool. If you love us, we love it. If you have questions, you want to chime in on something, maybe tell us your own. Maybe tell us your story. We would love to hear your story as well. So then we can maybe expand on the topic a little bit more, because, you know, it's all about the story that helps other people get through their own story.
It really is.
Until next week.
I'm the Broker Joe.
I am Etch.
Have a great day.